This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. Nonprofit hospitals are charities. They rely on donations for patient care or research. Donors give stocks, they give real estate, cash, and now they sometimes give cryptocurrency. Crypto, of course, comes with risks. Bitcoin today, for example, is down 27% from a month ago, and back then it was up 8% from the month before that. That all raises a quandary for hospital fundraisers. Should they accept digital money like Bitcoin? From WLRN in Miami, Veronica Zaragovia reports.
Sarah Jolly at the Nicklaus Children's Hospital Foundation in Miami recently got a request from a donor.
I really want to make a gift with crypto.
By the end of September, the foundation announced they could accept cryptocurrency.
We certainly want to meet all of our donors where they are.
In Massachusetts, the Cape Cod Healthcare Foundation also decided to take Bitcoin this year. Chris Lawson leads development there.
The chances of us getting that donation at that time without us accepting Bitcoin was close to zero.
Cape Cod Healthcare chose what's called an e-commerce wallet service to process a donation. While getting that set up, Bitcoin's value dropped.
We were sort of sitting on pins and needles.
Then the value went up again. Lawson says the gift amounted to about 3% of the foundation's fundraising total for 2021. Rick Cohen is at the National Council of Nonprofits. He says the roller coaster volatility of cryptocurrency means charities need to hire an advisor.
Do we sell today? Do we wait 2 weeks?
But hospitals may be taking risks to their reputations by accepting Bitcoin. William Luther researches cryptocurrencies. He's an economics professor at Florida Atlantic University.
Some people worry about the environmental costs of Bitcoin.
That's because cryptocurrency transactions eat up a lot of power.
Or that it's potentially used by criminals and tax cheats. And so a hospital accepting Bitcoin is subject to criticism.
Because Bitcoin donors can be anonymous, though Luther points out e-commerce processing platforms have to trace the donor's identity to comply with federal law. So far, he says, cryptocurrency is only a small fraction of charitable giving. In Miami, I'm Veronica Zaragovia for Marketplace.